There was nothing between Fat Man and Coruscant but open space, and that meant fire would be incoming. Erin watched the distance to the planet's atmosphere shrink on her scanner. She sat hunched, braced against the plasma fire she knew must soon come. She thought they might make it until Fat Man lurched and lost half of its velocity, throwing Erin and Zirid forward in their seats.
"What's that?"
Erin said, checking the instrument panel.
"Tractor beam,"
Zirid said, and pushed down hard on the stick. Fat Man dived, her nose facing the planet, and Erin could see the night side of Coruscant, the lines of light from the urbanscape like glowing script on the otherwise dark surface. The ship was not accelerating. Alarms wailed, and Fat Man's engine screamed, battling with the tractor beam, but losing decisively. The cruiser started to reel them in. Cursing, Zirid cut off the engines, and Fat Man's reverse motion increased noticeably. Through the canopy, Erin watched the distant stars move past them in reverse. She imagined the cruiser's landing bay opening as they approached, a mouth that would chew them up. She cleared her mind, thought of Master Zallo, and readied herself to face the Sith Lord and whatever else she might find on the cruiser. She reached into her pocket, traced her fingers over the single stone she'd brought from Alderaan, the stone from the Nautilin calming bracelet Master Zallo had given her. The cool, smooth touch of it helped clear her mind.
"I'm sorry, Zirid," she said.
"I was coming anyway, Erin. And you didn't get me caught. I got you caught. And anyway, don't apologize yet."
His hands flew over the instrument panel.
"No Imperial tractor beam is holding my ship. I have to get back to Volta. And my daughter."
He ratcheted up the power to the engines, though he didn't yet engage them. The ship vibrated as Zirid backed up the power and held it just before the exchange manifolds, a river of energy gathering behind a dam.
"What are you going to do?"
Erin asked, though she suspected she knew.
"Shooting this cork out of the bottle," he said,
and diverted more power to the engines. He made as though he were shaking a bottle of soda water.
"Get yourself strapped in, Erin. Not just the lap, all 5 points.
Erin did so.
"You could tear the ship in half," she said. "Or the engines might blow."
He nodded.
"Or we might break loose. But for that to work, I need to get oblique to the pull at the correct moment."
He checked the scanner.
"You're not so big," he said to the cruiser.